My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, who's now a senior strategist with the U.S. Army. Last Friday was the official transfer of duties from outgoing Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, to General Dempsey, who is now taking his place. The news was overshadowed, certainly, by the taking out of key terrorist figure Anwar al-Awlaki, but we wanted to spend some time assessing the tenure of Mike Mullen at the Joint Chiefs of Staff and what we can expect from General Dempsey. And Colonel, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me, Greg.
Well, there's certainly a couple different aspects to look at from the Mullen legacy. First of all, his leadership and how he advised the President and the Secretary of Defense in terms of the war on terror. And then, of course, some of the things he did in terms of the culture of the military. Let's start with his role in determining mission strategy and troop levels. What do you make of his performance on those levels?
Well, he's certainly the President's senior military advisor on all the issues affecting the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and worldwide. For the most part, I think he's done a reasonably good job, even though I consider Mullen a politicized chairman, unlike some of those that came before him. He had to work with a administration and a president that had no military experience whatsoever, and an administration that came in bent upon ending much of what had been done in the years prior. So having said that, I think that the thing that he tried to do the most, of course, is work with the Pakistanis. He made something like 27 trips to Pakistan and then invited the leadership of that country over here many times. But at this point, I would say that's a very tenuous relationship, one that has been critical to our efforts in Afghanistan. And in fact, as Admiral Mullen has left and as we advance forward, it could end up crumbling and affecting direly the situation we have on the ground there in Afghanistan.
Obviously, you mentioned that the position that as he held it was a little bit more politicized than in the past, but it is a political appointment, and this is a chairman who served two different presidents with two very different approaches to the war on terror. So is this just him being a good soldier in his mind, or is this a chairman who was simply going to do whatever his commander-in-chief asked him to do, regardless of whether he thought it was a good idea?
Well, you serve at the discretion of the commander-in-chief, and I think that Admiral Mullen went far beyond where he had to, especially on the homosexuals and the military issue. He did not have to say in February of 2010 that he thought it was the appropriate thing to do at this point. And, I just happen to know so much about him, that some of which I can't say publicly, that leans, really it causes me to, with some trepidation, say I think that he failed the troops in his public statements. But that's my opinion, and history will determine whether or not I was right or wrong.
What do you make of the way he went about it in some of his testimony, in addition to saying that he thinks he served with homosexuals back during the Vietnam era and they never had a problem, to saying in congressional testimony that if you don't like the changes, well, there's other lines of work you can do? He seemed to be not just in support of the president's policy, but almost kind of confrontational in how he went about it.
Well, he was confrontational, and I think that he put the chiefs of the various services on edge somewhat by being so matter of fact. Under Goldwater Nichols, which is an Act 84 that created the joint staff and the position of chairman, he was free to express his opinion to the public, as well as obviously to be unvetted when he talked to the president. But I think he went well beyond that. And it could be that the man has a post-service aspirations. I would hope that that didn't influence him, but I can't explain what I consider a polar change in his view on this issue over the last 10-plus years.
In terms of the cultural issue, I know you and I talked briefly a couple of years ago about the burning of Bibles in Afghanistan. I don't know how directly he was involved with that. Some say that he was more than others do. But if you look at that incident, as well as the issue of gays serving openly in the military, do you feel his legacy is more significant in the cultural area of the military or in advancing our objectives in the actual war itself?
Yeah. Well, the chairman impacts the culture of the military probably more so in many ways than the actual conduct of the war itself. So I think his legacy, unfortunately, whether he likes it or not, is going to be how he has altered the direction of our armed forces, and ultimately, I think, will have a very negative impact on what has been up until now the most conservative institution in America, and has now been used to manipulate especially people of faith and people that are conservative values that have sustained the military through these many years.
We're talking with retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis. And Colonel, real quickly before we let you go, the incoming Chairman General Dempsey, he comes in, from as far as I can tell, with pretty high regard from both sides of the aisle. What can you tell us about him?
Well, I've known Murphy since we were cadets together back in the early 1970s. Seen him a number of times. He's done a phenomenal job, I think, briefly, though, as the Chief of Staff of the Army. And now I think he's a very appropriate person, a very bright man, an English professor, formerly from West Point, who really looks at issues, I think, differently than his predecessor and perhaps many of his predecessors. So I have great expectations of Marty Dempsey. I think he'll be a great chairman. I think he'll serve the country well, and especially the military well, as we go forward.
Colonel, always a pleasure to have you with us, sir. Thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, now a senior strategist with the U.S. Army. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.